This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We've got a listen line, and it really works well. Actually, we have three listen lines, but let me give you one that really works well, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. 3249, and thousands of minutes a day are used on this listen line. You know, for those of you new to the class, there are over 250 of us here at USAPrepares.com, and we're dentists and farmers and physicists and broadcasters and CEOs and engineers and students rising to become instructors, and I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. His name is Richard Twarek. His company, Zax Gear, ZAXGEAR.com. Link on the website on the instructors tab, ZaxGear.com. And what are we talking about today? Clean carry energy. Energy you can take with you, charge your devices, power your cabin from the sun. Welcome, Richard Twarek.
Hey, Vince, thanks.
Richard, I probably ought to tell the story about how we met. So Howard Chain, one of our instructors, he's a dentist, and he called me up and he said, "Hey, Vinny, you want to go to a gun show in Tulsa, and we can go there, spend a couple days, and Dr. David Pruitt, another one of our senior instructors, is going to be there. It'd be great to see him." And I said, "Boy, that'd be great. Let's go." So Howard Chain, Dr. Chain, and I drove out to this gun show in Tulsa, and as we were walking around, we met Richard Twarek, and we started talking, and we were having a lot of fun. He had some interesting energy products, I should say, on his display table, and we started talking about renewable energy, and we talked about his background. So he's a former U.S. Navy officer. In the engineering division, he graduated as a mathematician undergrad, and he has a master's of science in nuclear engineering. So that's kind of his background, and we started talking about energy, and he's extremely knowledgeable. I thought, what a great addition to the faculty of USA Prepare. So he and I chatted on the phone, and here we are. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, Vince, exactly. You know, and I'm honored that you want me as part of the faculty. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the renewable energy area, and especially dealing with portable energy. And but you know, Tulsa is the biggest gun show in the world. It is amazing how huge that thing is.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun going, and we walked it, and we saw lots of neat technology, and so. We're talking today about what do you do if you have a cabin, you know, a plan B, a go-to, get out of Dodge location, and you want to have some electricity with you to run your radio, maybe to charge your walkie-talkies, maybe to charge your shortwave radio, should the batteries go dead? And what about flashlights? And, you know, what about maybe if the cabin's not too remote, there might be cell service out there for those who have cell phones. So, and LED lighting. So it might be, you know, bring some of the comforts of home to that remote location, or just, you know, just being on the go and being away from AC power, where you can charge those devices or power devices. So that's what this class is all about. So we're going to talk about solar power. We're going to talk about series and parallel circuits. We're going to talk about battery life and cycles. You know, you think that, class, when you buy a battery, you have this impression that it's going to last forever. That's not the case. It's not the case. And we're going to talk about that with Richard Twerk. So, Richard, where would you... Let's start with this. One of the things that you get a chance to do when you travel and you teach at your exhibits and across the country, you meet a lot of people. What are they interested in portable energy? What kinds of things do they want to use portable energy for? Let's start with that.
Well, you know, what we see on portable energy is, you know, either people carry a lot of batteries or they got to find a better way of you know, recharging their equipment. And, you know, and what we find is there's three kinds of customers that come to us. You know, they're interested. One is just kind of your, you know, kind of casual battery user, you know. Hey, I want to buy something for my daughter, and you know, she keeps running out of energy, and basically they buy a bigger battery, and, you know, we sell those, obviously. But, you know, those are kind of casual folks, or, hey, this is kind of cool to you know, have a solar thing, you know, it's green looking, and I'll look good in my neighborhood, you know, carrying this thing around. The second kind of customer we see is, I'm going to call them maybe more of a utility customer. You know, those are the kind of folks that really need to have energy out at their, you know, hunting blind, or, you know, to charge a trolling motor, or, you know, they're out in the field or even on the beach. They know they need to have solar power to keep the gear running. And then, the last one, which is a kind of combination between the utility guys and the folks who want to prepare for, grid problems, let's just call it that, are looking at solar energy not only to, you know, keep their boat running and things like that, but a way that they can take it with them and have it portable, be able just to walk, you know, take it out of their house or out of the back of the trunk of the car and just go out into the field and they have energy to you know, charge their batteries, charge their GPS, you know, like you said, shortwave radio, you know, things like that.
Okay, and I know that as I encounter people who have cell phones, and I don't carry a cell phone with me, people who do carry them, they seem to have this constant problem of, wow, battery's down. And is that a function of they're not paying attention to leaving the house or wherever they were, where there was an outlet and charging it, or forgetting to bring their charger with them, or what? So... I guess the problem is they're typically looking for an outlet to plug in their charger.
Exactly, Vince. I mean, it's a combination of stuff. It's really interesting talking to people and stories. You know, our best customers are the ones that come to us and they have less than 10% on their cell phone. So, hey, can you help? Sure. and all of, you know, oh yeah, and then we'll charge you the extra $20. No, I'm just kidding. We don't do that. Typically, you know, people run back out to their truck, you know, and plug it in and charge up. That's probably the most expensive cell phone charger there is. And what I like to term this is the battery paradox. Okay, and what I mean by that is these cell phones are getting more smarter and smarter, bigger screens. People, you know, are playing more sophisticated games and things like that on them. Well, you know, they're trying to increase the battery and the battery life, and what happens is as soon as they increase battery life, people use it more for more complicated things, and therefore the battery goes down faster. So it's funny. The industry will never catch up, and that's why you need to have the opportunity to have portable energy with you so that, you know, if you want to keep watching Netflix or you want to use GPS or you need to make that emergency phone call, you know, there's a way of doing that.
Okay. You know, there's another technology that I absolutely am very concerned with, and it's not something that you're offering. But there is a wireless charger, and what happens is you have a source of electricity, let's say an outlet, and you plug this transmitter into this an AC outlet, and it transmits energy over the air in a directed pattern to a receiver, which would then convert that wireless energy to charge your device, whether it be an iPad, an iPhone, an Android, whatever it might be. And I'm really concerned about that, because that is higher powered energy coming through the air in around 5 gigahertz. So it's a microwave band, and that's something that I absolutely would not want to be around at all. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about with you is charging via the sun.
Yeah, and, but hey, Vince, but let me add to that. Imagine, you know, people put this next to their bed, mm-hmm. you know, and lay their phone on top of that to charge their phones. I mean, it's kind of scary.
It is, and the marketeers are saying, well, this is great because, you know, this thing can it'll be where you are. So you just have this antenna aimed at your device, and you're with your device, and you're talking on your device, and it's transmitting in the 2.4 gigahertz, you know, cell phone frequency, and then you're being charged at about 5 gigahertz, and so you're getting blasted with an extra amount of energy that could do harm, possibly cause cancer and other maladies. It's absolutely nuts.
Yep.
So we're not talking about that, Class. We're talking about using solar cells. So why don't we talk about, let's say we're going to our cabin, and there are plenty of people who listen to this broadcast who would love to have a cabin in the middle of nowhere. And, of course, if you have a fully stocked cabin in the middle of nowhere, then you have a problem with how do you secure it, and how do you make sure your things aren't taken. So some people would rather have just an empty cabin that they're going to bring their things to as a bug-out plan. But then what do you do about power? So how can we power a small cabin, let's say a 24 by 32 cabin, something like that, with a minimal amount of devices, let's say LED lighting? What do you recommend that we consider doing for that?
Well, let's talk about inside the cabin first. I mean, I think if you can keep the most of the appliances and the lighting and things like that at 12 volts or LED, you know, make it as efficient as possible, then the consumption of energy is much less.
Hold that thought. We're going into one of our breaks, and we have plenty of them. But we'll talk about 12 volt, keeping our devices at 12 volts. So that's a great discussion. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about portable power. And we're talking with Richard Torek, ZaxGear.com. Z-A-X. Z-A-X. Gear. G-E-A-R. .com. Link on the website and the instructors tab at usaprepares.com. So we're talking about 12-volt devices. Richard, please continue.
Yeah, okay, Vince, you know, we were talking about, you know, how to outfit a cabin and, you know, kind of what power we need to have at the cabin. And, you know, it really depends on the consumption of what the power consumption you're going to have. So in other words, you know, the more things you got sitting in the cabin that are consuming power, the more power you're going to need. So if you can keep everything at 12 volts, that's generally the more efficient way of getting things to work and the least amount of power consumption. So LED lighting, for example, there's 12-volt refrigerators you can have. You need to have a refrigerator, 12-volt fans. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can buy that's in that range that make it a little bit easier. And so you were asking, you know, I mean, how much power do we need in a cabin? Really, it's a little bit – I have customers come to me all the time and say, well, you know, I'm going to have this cabin. You know, how much power do I – well, it really depends on what it is you want in your cabin. If it's just LED lighting, then you don't need a lot. You know, if you're going to run something a little bit more, you need to charge a – shortwave radio and things like that, well, you're going to need a little bit more power to carry with you. And so always a trade-off between weight, you know, how much the power you want to carry versus how much power you're gonna get. And so you can get things that weigh a pound, or you can get things that weigh 25 pounds. And it really just depends on how far your cabin is, how much you want to carry, and what the power consumption is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea is to avoid the conversion, the up conversion, if you can, right? So if you could stay at 12 volts, you don't have that extra loss in the inverter, maybe another 10 or 20% loss going to heat, converting 12 volts up to, 10 times to 120 volts AC. So the idea is if you can use these LED strips, and that's what we've done. We've prototyped that in our house here in Missouri, and I've been using them for about 2 years now. I got a call from Rosie, one of our class members. She wanted to get some more of these LED strips from us, and I've got 300 more feet coming in one little shipment. So that ought to help a lot for those who are interested. So LED strips, what we're doing is we've attached them to a 1 by 1.5 inch piece of wood that we have polyurethaned, and we point them up. We mount them around the perimeter of the room. Like in our kitchen, we have about a foot down from the ceiling, we have these boards around the perimeter. And they look okay. I mean, it's not beautiful, but they look okay. And we have these LED strips. And when we turn them on, they light up the entire kitchen. So it's not like we're in the dark. And it's way better than 10 candles. Way better. And there's no smoke. And they're always available because they run on battery power. It's a great, great way to go. So that's one thing you could have permanently installed. And you bring your portable power with you so that doesn't get taken from your cabin, right? I mean, no one's probably going to take your lights if they're nailed down. And when you talk about 12-volt refrigeration, you can do that. I went to Craigslist and I bought a camper not a mobile home, but one of those trailers you pull along with your truck. And I bought a 12-volt / propane refrigerator for $50. So you can do that too, and it's got a freezer compartment, and it has refrigeration, and it's probably about 5 feet tall. It was $50, and they're available.
Yeah, those are pretty nice too.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great Plan B. It really is. So that's why we have it. It's a Plan B, and then you do want communications, and no question about that. So let's talk about the batteries. How do these batteries store the electricity? What kind of batteries do you recommend? What voltage? And then we'll get into series and parallel circuits.
Yeah. Well, it's a loaded question on the batteries. But let me just kind of address these solar panels just for a minute. I mean, the range of solar panels that we have go from 20 watts. To about 120 watts. And at 20 watts, they're 1 amp, and at 120 watts, they're 6 amps. Again, it all just depends on what you want to carry. And I've got a story of a gal who came to us and said, well, I got a cabin, and I want to run.
Right, hold that thought. Dryer. Hold that thought. Another commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right, man.
With Richard Twarek.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just took a call off the air from a gentleman. His name is Mark. And He said that he was listening to yesterday's broadcast about the Beninati family, where the neighbor called the cops, and the cops showed up, and the state police, the sheriff's deputy showed up, the state police showed up. AR-15s were aimed at our neighbor. And he heard that story, and he said that something similar happened to him. So I'm going to talk to him off the air tonight, and maybe we'll ought to do a broadcast about this, because there several of our instructors have been arrested, and wrongfully arrested. Steve Engel, 911 call. The cops said that it was a 911 call. No one from the family made it. He got beaten up at his own home, ended up in the hospital in jail for several days. That's Steve Engel in Hayes, Kansas. We've got Mike Parsons, who's in jail right now. He ran for office, and he's in jail right now. They want him out of the way because he's going to expose their corruption. And then then you have the Beninati family, and there are others who have been put in. Well, you've got Bob Estep. He was tased in his car, wrongfully tased in his car. Then he was arrested. It's unbelievable what's happening, and it's all wrong. It's all wrong. And if these guys had committed crimes, I'd be the first one to tell you, but they haven't. So we probably ought to do a special broadcast on police brutality and harming the villagers with impunity. And that's what's happening. And so in that light, I will be with the Beninati family at the meetup on Monday. I will be there. I will be hosting the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 to 8 p.m. on Monday, with the Beninati family, and we're gonna let them tell their story as what happened. It's absolutely terrifying. When was the last time you had a sheriff's deputy and a highway patrolman aim their AR-15s at you? And you're just a trigger pull away from being executed by the cops with impunity. How would you like that? So we're going to talk about that, talk about what happened, and the pending prison time that Jeremy Beninati is facing. Yeah, almost 20 years, because his neighbor called the cops on him. Can you imagine that? So that's Monday coming up at Jimmy's Egg. And Richard Twarek, we were talking about a story about a cabin. Please continue.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, working a lot of these shows and things like that, you know, you got a lot of people that walk by and ask, well, you know, I need to have power, and I need to have it for my cabin. You know, we had a couple come to us and so say, well, how much power do I need to run a hair dryer? Guys, really? You want to run a hair dryer in the cabin? Yeah, my wife needs her hair dryer. You know, those things pull 1,200 to 1,800 watts. I said, I don't think I have a solar panel big enough for you guys. You know, good luck with that.
Was this a joke, Richard?
No,
was this
no,
a joke?
I'm serious. I can't believe how many – I got the strangest questions come through. But that was one of the stranger ones. And I, you know what? It wasn't even one. I think I had two different ones over the last couple of years.
Okay. So why don't we just tackle that question right now? It's a common question, but it's kind of simple. So the more energy a device consumes, the farther away from powering that via solar you're going to be. Okay? So, for example, what would they be? That would be an electric stove, an electric clothes dryer, an electric hot water heater. Okay? An electric
air
heater.
Conditioning. Air conditioning is another one. Yeah.
Okay. What else? What else do we just say, okay, it's not practical to do it?
Things like, you know, hot plates, hair dryers, big TV sets, you know, the 52-inch, I want to run that. But there are situations where people are very concerned, like, for example, CPAP machines. They want to make sure that their CPAP machine works. And I had a lot of people ask me about that. It's amazing how many of those folks come by. But they want to go in a cabin. They want to go hunting, whatever it is. And they want to make sure they carry enough energy with them to keep those batteries charged, during the day, and so that they can run their machines at night. Because, you know, they're out in areas where there isn't any electricity. And so you have to – the size of the panel, again, is how much weight do you want to carry? You know, do you want to carry a pound or you want to carry 20 pounds? And it's just a matter of how much energy consumption you're going to have and how far away your cabin is and what you think is reasonable to carry. And,
you know,
and so, you know – yeah.
You, you mentioned the CPAP machine. I didn't realize how common those things are.
You know,
we have instructors who are all over the country. And when they're traveling past our neck of the woods in Missouri, you know, we'll get a call, hey, we're going to be in the neighborhood on Thursday or Tuesday, and would it be okay if I stop in? Sure, sure. And then, you know, we say, well, listen, just, you know, camp out here. Come on in. We've got room. And they say, well, you know, you need a little privacy. And, oh, yeah. And they, well, you know, I've got a CPAP machine. And so it's not just once. It's happened a number of times that we've had instructors who come over here who have these machines, and they're a little bit embarrassed that they have them, but it's not just one time. So I think they're a lot more common than we may realize. So that is an important consideration. So how much power does a CPAP machine need? Are you aware of that? And what kind of a, you know, what kind of a device would be needed to power that in a Plan B situation?
Well, in the Plan B, you're going to need about a 40 to 60 watt portable panel to do that. That will produce about, you know, 2.5 to 3 amps of power, and it's better than a trickle charger. It's almost like one of those chargers you know a battery charger that you can buy for your car battery, and so that will for sure keep up. I've seen it keep up with a little bit smaller, like we have a 36 watt that actually can keep up. It just depends on, again, you know, it's a balancing equation. I don't want to get complicated with this, but it's really how much energy you're going to consume, what other devices you have running, and size your solar panel to do that. And, you know, the permanent solar panels, you know, people come to me and say, oh, I'll buy one of these things that, you know, there's, you know, pick your supplier, you know, and I can get those cheaper. I said, sure you can. Try carry that 30, 40, 50-pound device with you. Oh, yeah, well, that's tough. I said, well, yeah, you can buy it cheaper, but I tell you what, you know, you put it up on your cabin, you know, I hope it's going to be there 6 months from now.
And that's a really, really good point. So, you know, when it comes to going to that Plan B, that television is probably not important. A shortwave radio might be important. Two-way, you know, walkie-talkies that are like a Bofang. We use those at the farm here to communicate from, you know, the tractor, one field to, you know, the farmhouse. That might be something, you know, a ham rig. That might be something that you'd want to be able to power. LED lighting, absolutely, so you can see in the dark. But minimum essential is what I would consider if I were buying this kind of equipment. What is the minimum that I can get by with? But a CPAP machine, that's a requirement. That's more important than lighting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to make sure you size your panel right to keep up with a CPAP machine. So, you know, to your point, I mean, I was surprised at these shows how many people come by and are talking about their CPAP machines and how they need them to have them with their hunting blind, you know, a hunting lodge.
Mm-hmm.
It was surprising, but anyhow. But then, you know, you need a battery. So
and let's talk about the types of batteries and the reserve capacity and the number of cycles.
Yeah, and those things people tend not to understand quite a. So there's the batteries that you see in your cell phone and the batteries that power USB devices. So a USB device would be like a GoPro camera, your cell phone, a GPS unit. You know, maybe some of the walkie-talkies will run, you know, you can charge off a USB. Those are what are called lithium-ion batteries, and there's different ways of those, how those things are built. So the latest technology is lithium polymer. And a lithium polymer, the reason, like, the cell phone manufacturers like it, and we use those quite a bit ourselves in the things we sell, is because they're thinner, they're lighter, and they're good for a lot of cycles, you know. But the challenge is you can't get a lot of voltage out of them. I mean, they're not like, you know, your car battery or a deep cycle battery. And we can talk about those here in a minute. But the lithium polymer, they're good for usually about 500 cycles. And so you think about 500 cycles. Oh, well, that doesn't sound like. Well, it's actually quite a bit. 500 cycles is, let's say you charge your phone or your this particular battery, your backup battery, once a week. You know, that's 50, you know, almost 10 years if you do the math. You know, so we tell people 5 to 7 years is how long you can expect this battery to last, usually using it on a normal basis. The other nice thing about a lithium polymer battery, it has a very low decay. What I mean by that is that the battery itself doesn't lose its charge as quickly as, for example, lead acid battery might. So you don't need to keep it constantly being charged. You can just let it drop ever so slowly. It maybe loses about 1% a month, roughly. So let's say you throw this thing in your bug out bag. 6 months to a year later, you still have a charge in your lithium polymer battery. But, you know, make sure you charge it back up again. So the other battery is the kind of what you normally see in your cars, a lead acid battery. They're heavier. They're generally good for about 200 to 300 cycles. And it's really important to keep track of cycles because, you know, eventually your battery does wear itself out. And, you know, you just can't keep it running forever. And a lead acid battery really requires a lot of maintenance. You know, we had those on the submarine. When I was on the submarine, we had our ultimate backup. I mean, I was on a nuclear sub, so we had, you know, obviously we had the reactor. If the reactor had a problem, we had a diesel generator. If the diesel generator had a problem, then we had a battery. Now, kind of a side story, Vince, that happened in, I was in the Bermuda Triangle, and all three things happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So we can talk more about lead acid batteries.
Yeah, when we come back. Richard Twarix with us, ZaxGear.com, ZaxGear, ZaxGear.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, on the instructors tab. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are
today?
Take my.
When you go,
the
TV for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Richard Schwartz with us, and Zaxgear, Zaxgear.com is his company, and it's a clean carry energy company, or carry clean energy company. We're talking about portable power, and Richard, you mentioned three failures in the Bermuda Triangle on a nuclear submarine. Please, that sounds fascinating.
It was. We were just talking about batteries, you know, and the batteries we use in the submarine are the lead acid batteries. I mean, those are the mm-hmm. ones that you know give us a deep cycle and things like that. So that's the last form of energy defense we have in a submarine. So we lost the reactor. We lost navigation. We were in the Bermuda Triangle. We lost the diesel generator, and what was left was the battery. And I'm telling you, remember we're talking about energy consumption? Imagine running an entire submarine on a battery. You know, mm-hmm. we had probably less than a half hour, less than 15 minutes to get everything back up and running. And I'm here today to talk to you. We got it all back up and all back running, but boy, it was tense there for a few hours.
Well, you could have a meltdown, right? If it weren't done properly.
No. We had we have enough protections on those kinds of ships that you know there's a lot of fail safe in there.
Well, I'm just thinking about you've got to keep that reactor cooled, right?
That's right. And then if you think about it, all the energy is diverted to keep those pumps running.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's continue our discussion about this portable power. Why don't we talk a little bit about series and parallel circuits? We have just a couple minutes left.
Sure. So a lot of times, you know, people come and ask me, you know, how do I get this working? How do I connect it? So usually the best, if you want something for, just keeping your USB devices charged. You know, you don't need anything too sophisticated. You know, we sell a battery pack. You charge that battery pack off the solar, and then, you know, then you can charge your devices however you want, you know, day or night. The other ones are the folks who want to run a cabin and things like that we discussed. And the big question is, okay, well, how do I connect my battery? You know, do I connect an inverter? You know, what do I do? You know, those kinds of things. And so, the question becomes, so typically, you know, people want to have an inverter. You know, we talked about the inverter being, you know, taking 12 volts and converting it to 110 AC. That's not usually the best way to do it, but people still want to do that. So you always want to have a battery between the solar panel and your inverter. You want to have a battery sitting there, okay? Well, and usually the best one is kind of lead acid, a deep cycle battery is probably the ones that are the ones that give you the most durability. Now, the question becomes, well, how do I connect the panels? If I want to buy multiple panels, how do I connect those? Well, the panels are very sensitive to voltage, okay? So the voltage that are coming out of the panels is 20 volts, okay? And the panels run anywhere from 1 amp to 6 amps of output, okay? So you have current versus voltage, okay, and it gives you the watts. But anyhow, so what happens is folks say, well, I'll just connect them in series, meaning that I connect positive to negative, positive to negative. And what happens if you do a series, positive to negative, is it increases the voltage and it will burn out your solar panel. That's not the way to do it. You want to connect it positive to positive, negative to negative, positive to positive, negative to negative. And it's not hard. You can find a lot of this information on the web. But that's called parallel. And in doing in parallel, what you've done is kept the voltage the same so you don't burn out the panel. What you've done is increase the amperage. In other words, the amount of power you can generate and how much power you can now use to run your equipment inside the cabin.
So, class, when you do this, what you really need to know is how many volts your solar panels produce. That's one thing. And you need to know how many volts your battery is. And you need to make sure you know how many volts your charge controller can handle. And so before you do this, you know, verify that you know what you're doing and do a little bit of research to make sure that you don't destroy your charge controller or your solar panels, right? Richard, yeah, would you agree with that?
Be careful. Just got to be really careful. Yeah. Careful. I mean, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. Just look it up and it's out there.
Richard Twark, thanks so much for being with us, joining the faculty of USAPrepares.com, ZaxGear.com, ZaxGear.com. Very affordable, portable, clean energy. And I've seen it operate, and I've touched it and handled it. And I think if you're interested, give him a call. And his website's on USAPrepares.com, ZaxGear.com. We'll be right back with Linda May. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.